P. Coleman. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, good evening. This is not the Big D Show. However, you will still be able to hear the information about Battle of the Bands at 6:20 tonight.
Yeah, she gave it away.
Woo!
Don't tell anyone what it is.
Oh.
Oops.
Well, get a rookie on board. Here we go. Never mind. Just forget that. So you are in for a real treat tonight. When I started my health journey, I was really interested in, you know, getting healthier and losing weight and all of that, but I really had no idea what I was going to be in store for. And one of the things that has come into my life that has made a real difference is the caliber of people that I've been able to walk this journey with. And my special guest tonight is board certified surgeon. He's a humanitarian and he's also a certified health coach who has been using our Habits of Health system to transform lives, including his own. And Dr. Joe Pecoraro is a mentor of mine and it's an honor and a privilege to have him on the show. Hi, Dr. Joe.
Hi, Sandy. How are you? I was all excited to hear this great person talk. And then I heard my name.
Well, you are a pretty great person.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm excited to be a part of the show tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to have you here. And I'd like to start just by asking you some, just to see if you could share some stuff with us. I've been intrigued by your career as a surgeon and how you have spent time helping to fix people and putting them back together, and often because of the effects of how we've hurt our health and destructively treated our bodies. And I know that your passion for your own health has really stemmed a lot from your own personal experience. So I was wondering if you would mind sharing that with us.
Sure. Well, Sandy, I guess most of the people on probably know a little bit about your story and how you have lost well in excess of 100 pounds. And, of course, living in Alabama with the food that you have there, that's not surprising. But what might be surprising for people is that someone in my position as a vascular surgeon would allow themselves to gain so much weight that they were more than 100 pounds overweight. So it was a little bit more than 11 years ago when I started my real journey towards health, when at nearly 300 pounds and 5'6", I was pretty round, and it was not good for my back. It was not good leaning over the operating table, but most importantly, I think it was bad not only for my health, but it was a bad example that I was setting for other people, because so often I would have smokers come into my office and I would tell them how important it was for them to quit smoking. And quite frequently, I would have someone say, well, I'll quit smoking when you lose weight.
Oh.
Now, I never quite understood the connection there, but I understood that as a challenge. So finally, when I found the program that we've both done and was able to lose more than 100 pounds in an 8-month time frame, it made a complete difference, not just in my own physical health and longevity and what I was able to do, but also I think equally importantly was the example that I was able to set for others and let them know that not only is it okay, but it can be done. You can be healthy even if you start in your 40s or 50s. Or even later than that.
I agree. It is something that I didn't have a lot of hope when I got started, but I completely agree with you. Now I have more than ever, and it's just it's great to be able to let people know that there is a light out there and that things can really change. Well, other than being just lighter and the numbers on the scale changing and wearing smaller sizes, which was where I was focused for years and years, I was only focused on weight loss. Can you share with us, Dr. Joe, some of the other things that happen behind the scenes in our body as people start to go from more of an unhealthy state or obese or morbidly obese state into a healthier state weight-wise?
Yes, well, first and foremost, I'll start with my specialty and then kind of work to some of the other areas of people's bodies. But I think that first and foremost, people need to know, and I'm a big proponent of not having bariatric surgery. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is this, is first of all, I don't feel that obesity is a surgical disease. And second of all, I think that a lot of bariatric surgeons make bariatric surgery sound as if it's not risky at all. But by definition, when a person is as overweight as, if they're overweight enough to need bariatric surgery, then they are high risk to begin with. And that high risk is manifested in a number of different ways. They're breathing. The risk of developing blood clots after surgery, just the risk of the anesthesia itself, the longevity of the surgery. Surgery always takes longer on overweight people. The likelihood of complications such as wound infections, leaving foreign bodies in the body, things like that for open surgery, and of course laparoscopic surgery. Some of those are minimized, but nevertheless, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no organ system that is not affected by obesity. So, for instance, if I were to start at the top and work down, people's sleep, their stress levels are always going to be better if they lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, it's not just the number on the scale, it's what is it doing for their health. And all the circulating fats in their bodies that gather on the inside of the blood vessels will put people at greater risk for strokes, high blood pressure, heart attacks, even things like kidney failure. And what a lot of people also don't realize is that there are a number of cancers that are obesity-related cancers. In other words, the risk of having those cancers is higher just by a person being obese. And those would be things like colon cancer, ovarian cancer, there are a number of them.
Breast cancer, prostate cancer
is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are breast cancer, ovarian cancer. So there are a number of cancers that just by a person developing healthier habits, by them learning to create better health in their own lives, it's like you said, it's not just looking better and it's not just feeling better. It's seriously minimizing some major risk factors in their lives. And I was educating a few primary care physicians just the other day about how what I would often ask people in the office, I'd say, do you realize that if you were to lose some weight, you could probably either eliminate or decrease some of the medications that you're taking? And a lot of people do not realize that, but in fact, it's true. Because what we call metabolic syndrome, which is hyperlipidemias, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, things like that, hypertension, which is high blood pressure, and diabetes, secondary to being overweight, those are all highly medicated conditions. And so just by a person losing weight, they can eliminate a number of the medications that are associated with those conditions that are caused by the obesity. The other thing is on the inside, around a person's organs, the likelihood of hernias is greater because you're increasing the pressure in the abdomen. the likelihood of asthma is higher because you're minimizing the amount of space for your diaphragm to expand in order to breathe easier. So there are so many conditions, not to mention also even the orthopedic ramifications. For instance, every pound that a person loses will take about 2 pounds of pressure off their hips and about 4 pounds of pressure off their knees and ankles. So a large number of these knee replacement operations are due purely to obesity-related conditions.
I know that. That's one of the areas that I feel and have felt so much relief just from being lighter. I used to have aches and pains all the time in my joints, and now it's so great to be pain-free. I was walking around Sam's the other day and just looking at the people that were riding in the scooters and just thinking that, wow, they look like they hurt. And it's so nice to not be feeling that way.
Yeah, and a lot of people, as you said, they feel hopeless in a sense. And I'm sure there's probably people listening in even right now that think that. They think, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, all that sounds good, but what about me? And I think it's very important that they recognize it has to start with their thinking.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, you and I were both at points where we probably thought there was little, if any, hope left. And yet, by the same token, look what we both accomplished.
It's just fantastic. I just can't say enough about it. Well, you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we're here with Dr. Joe Pecoraro. We're going to take a quick break, and stay tuned after that break at 6:20 for a special announcement here on Live 95's, Coleman's own independent radio station.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Hello, my name is Drew Fillinger.
And my name is Sarah Helms.
And we are from Coleman High School. This year, our theater department is performing Shrek the Musical.
Shows will be held March 23rd through the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. with a Saturday matinee March 25th at 2 p.m.
Tickets can be purchased at the door for $10 for adults and $5 for students. We can't wait to see you at the Coleman High School Auditorium.
Sorry I'm late. Then I saw her face.
This is Donkey.
This is Fiona.
And we will see you March 23rd through the 25th at the Coleman High School Auditorium. I hope you all enjoy. I'm in love.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
What's going on, Jay?
Hey, I think we kind of like robbed Sandy's show for a minute, didn't we?
We did, but she doesn't mind.
She was like, hey, this is my promo. Aren't y'all supposed to be in here? We're all out in the parking lot discussing what we're going to do. That's live radio for you.
It is.
You want to tell everybody what we've been hiding amongst ourselves all week?
Hey, check it out, Coleman. It's the bigger and the better Battle of the Bands coming to the Coleman Fairgrounds April 29th and 30th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. Now, we're going to accept up to 15 different bands in this competition.
Making it 2 days instead of our traditional 1 day.
Exactly. And we're going to have arts and crafts. We're going to have booths that you can rent. We're going to do a car show. We've just got so many things that's going to be going on. And it's just a really, you know, a lot of these people, they just follow these bands all over Coleman. Coleman has great music. They have great bands.
Cheat. That was such good music, I had to play it again.
They have huge followings, and we know that they're going to follow these bands up to the Coleman Fairgrounds for the Live 95.5 Battle of the Bands. So we're going to have tickets going on sale soon. We're going to tell you more about that as time comes along.
Yeah, we've noticed the following of the bands because they've been showing up for the Big D Radio Show on Thursday nights.
Well, look, they're all here every Thursday night, man. This room is packed with people.
We've always done this event kind of in conjunction with the birthday of the radio station. The station went on the air in April, I think, 3 years ago. And that was the first year we did it. It was over in Grumpy's. Grumpy's helped us out. You know, little, you know, bar environment, little acoustic environment.
Exactly.
And then the Coleman County Fair has helped us out since then. We've been doing it every fall as part of the fair. But we're going back to the spring this time, and I'm sure we'll be doing it again in the fall, too, with the fair. But this is so much bigger than we had ever envisioned earlier on. I mean, you know, we're moving out to the fairgrounds. We're inviting everybody. We're going to invite the surrounding communities. Like Big D said, we're going to have some food trucks. We're hopefully going to have a place for the kids. You know, if your wife's not really into the Hard Rock, well, she can go hang out in the arts and crafts area. I don't even know what else we've got planned. The list is so long, I can't even keep up with all of it.
You know, and one of the things about it, Jay, is all of the bands that we have in here, the number one thing is that we don't have a venue in Coleman to play at. So here is your opportunity for your band to come out, join the Battle of the Bands, bring your following, and we're just going to have a great time. I'm talking 2 days of nothing but great music from not only local musicians right here in Coleman, but I'm sure there's going to be some outside of Coleman to come in also.
So give everybody the date again.
It's going to be April 29th, Saturday, April 30th, Sunday. Two fun-filled days with music, car show, a place for the kids. We may get some bouncy things going on. Arts and crafts. Well, check us out. We're going to have booths galore out there for you to rent, for you to sell your products, and it's just going to be a great day. There's nothing else going on in Coleman that weekend, so everyone come on out.
Trust me, it was not easy to find a weekend.
There's always something going on in Coleman every single weekend. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to provide you with some prices that you can actually afford. It's not going to break your wallet. And that price is going to be good for both days. So it's not buy one ticket, buy another. It's just buy one price, one ticket, and it's going to get you in on both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yep, and the whole event, as always, is going to be broadcast right here on Live 95, so if you can't make the whole show, that's fine. You know, if you need to come and go, that's fine. We're going to make that easy for you. We're going to have some, I think, bracelets or some stamps or something. And again, stay tuned to the Live 95 website, live95coleman.com. Tickets were going to go on sale as soon as this broadcast is over, but we're still working out a few details, but I would say probably by the weekend they'll be on sale. And we hope to see you there. Support Live 95, support your community, and support all these bands. And you're going to be hearing some promos running pretty soon. We're going to be making sure everybody knows that they can sign up for this event as well. You know, Big D, in the past when we've had this, I've run a promo for about 2 weeks prior to the event, just to, you know, to solicit bands who want to play, and I've never had a problem filling up the schedule. I mean, it's always been very easy.
And also, we're going to have some sponsors, and Danielle, if you'll jump in real quick and tell us about the sponsors.
The sponsorship is Platinum, Gold, and Silver. So, we'd love to fly your banner during that time.
It's just great advertisement for you with all the crowd that we're going to have there, so your business can be noticed.
Yeah, when we get the information up on the website, which, like I said, you know, I'd hope for today, but certainly by the weekend, we'll make sure you know how to get in touch with Danielle and Big D and everyone else who's putting this event together. We would love to have your support, and I know for a fact we're throwing together T-shirts to go along with this event, so your logo can be right there on that T-shirt, too.
So. Exactly. So we're definitely going to get your business noticed by you being a sponsor for the Battle of the Bands, and we want to all of our sponsors come out and hang out with us, enjoy the music, enjoy the arts and crafts. If you have a really nice car yourself, bring it out, stick it in the car show. We're going to have some plaques going out to everybody, and it's just going to be a great time.
Very excited. So let's give everybody the date one more time, and then Sandy's in there giving an obscene gesture, so we need to let her get back on the air.
April 29th and 30th, Saturday and Sunday. Make sure that you stay tuned to the Live 95.5 Facebook and live95coleman.com for ticket sales and other information that we're going to provide for you very soon.
All of you teeny boppers listening right now on your way to the high school to watch Shrek or something, hey, this is something y'all can do on a weekend. You know, parental approved. Hey, what can I say? Right here in Coleman.
We'll also have all this information on my page, What's Happening in Coleman, on the Facebook page. So we have over 15,000 followers, and all of you can share it once you see it on that page, and tell your friends and family about it.
Good deal. Okay, Big D, let's evacuate the studio in 30 seconds and let Sandy get back in there. All right, now by free. He's got 30 seconds left. So here we go.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, look, we gave you your studio back.
That's the first time I've ever been hijacked like that. It was pretty good, though.
It won't. It won't be the last.
Okay, good. Well, welcome back. So we have a few more things that I'd like to discuss tonight, because my special guest is board-certified surgeon, certified health coach, and he's also quite the humanitarian, and it's Dr. Joe Pecoraro. Are you still there, Dr. Joe?
Yes, I sure am.
All right.
During the break, I just made a quick calculation. And,
okay.
A lot of times people want to know, does it really make a difference? Does it really extend your life? To get healthy. And so just using myself as an example, my resting heart rate used to be around 80 beats mm-hmm. per minute. Now it's a little less than 60. So even if we say it was 60, 20 beats per minute works out to be a saving of about 28,800 heartbeats
wow.
a day less than my heart is having to work towards because I've lost that weight.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is a huge difference. That amounts to about 8 additional hours each day. I'm giving myself 8 more hours of life.
Wow. It's incredible.
So it really is. So a person who otherwise might live 30 more years, it's like adding 10 years to their lives.
Now, I know you're going to know this on the top of your head, off the top of your head, and I'm probably not going to even say it correctly, but you'll know what I mean. So when we are obese, we have that many more, is it length of blood vessels?
That about 10,000 miles per pound of fat.
Wow.
So you can imagine how much harder a heart has to work. But since I know we're running short on time, let me give a brief synopsis of people need to have a reason to get
mm-hmm.
healthy.
Okay.
And health in and of itself is a great reason. So I just want to give what my reason was, because I had seen, I talked to missionaries all over the world. I was doing mission work, and I just knew that I did not want to die of a heart attack on the side of a mountain in a third world country.
Wow.
And I imagine nobody does. So I had asked God, I said, what do I do? I'll die for my faith, but not for my own stupidity and love for food. And he said, I sent you Ron. So Ron, who wound up being my health coach and mentor, came to the rescue. I called him up, and he guided me through the process. And I think that especially for men, they tend to not want to ask for help. But the way I like to put it for people is this. If your way isn't working, then guess what? You need to find somebody who has a way that does work.
Absolutely.
And that is so critical, is just ask for help, because your life depends on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I get a lot of questions about, well, what about, you know, so-and-so's doing this? What do you think about this product, or what do you think about that? And my response to people now is, if you go and they're sharing it with you and it's at a party, what are they serving? Because if they're serving cupcakes and pigs in a blanket, you know, it's not about health. They're trying to sell you something, and it's a quick fix. So it's good. One of the things I know that you are pretty passionate, and I am too, and I'll tell you, nothing gets me more than if I'll be looking on Facebook and I'll see people that will have almost an infant, and they'll be sharing ice cream or sweet tea or soda. And the response is, oh, he or she loved it. And it just is like, did you think it would be different? Did you think that baby wouldn't love that stuff? And I just want to know, I just kind of want to know, what's your opinion about how people set up their kids for habits in this day and age?
Well, what the studies show, Sandy, is this, is that up to the age of about 3 or 4, if you were to put kids in a room by themselves, looking through a three-way mirror, and tell them that they could eat however much they want from their plate, even if it's their favorite food, they will eat the amount of food that is age-appropriate for them. And then after 4, it has become a habit in this country for kids to eat everything on their plate, because that's what they're taught.
Wow.
They're taught that we eat for taste, we eat for fun, we... Somehow we have this notion that if you don't eat all the food on your plate, somehow somebody in another country is going to starve.
Yeah.
And that just is not the case. Empty plates don't feed starving children. What they do is they make fat children in this country. So I think that the parents really need to understand.
I know where that came from. My dearly departed grandmother told me that when I was growing up.
Yeah,
that generation.
I think a lot of our grandmothers did. But the in fact, there's a British proverb says Americans are digging their own graves with their fork and their spoon.
Yeah, it's just something, and I just feel like that is really where helping kids to be able to turn it around. But if they don't have the support at home either, it just gets tough. Well, I do want to take some time, and because one of the things that I really admire is not only how you've definitely changed your health and how you've been able to really... I love what you've created with Hearts of Fire, and I would like you to tell our audience about everything you've been doing.
Sure, I'm glad to do that. In fact, I was going to add, I didn't want to end without doing that, and so let me start with the website, which is Hearts of Fire. And it's not Hearts O-F Fire. It's HEARTSAFIRE. HeartsOfFire.us, like United States. We just came out with our first book called Serving with Hearts of Fire. It is available on Amazon, and it's a compilation of about 10 mission stories from 10 different people who've been on trips with us. And we are a Christian humanitarian organization, and our goal is to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of under-resourced people in a number of different countries. We've been on 4 different continents, 11 different countries. We've put in upwards of 15 wells in 4 different countries, built churches. We currently are in the process of building a medical clinic in Kenya. We've put in orphanages in India and in Kenya.
Wow.
And anyone who is interested in coming, please go to our website, see what trips we have coming up, and if God's calling you, we'd love to have you, because sometimes people say, well, I'm not medical, and aren't those medical trips? And the answer is no. I say the most important thing we do is what I call hug ministry, which is giving big hugs to little children.
Oh, that's just fantastic. And would you have had the energy to do all that in your previous state of health?
Well, I've always been energetic, but I would say it's certainly a lot easier. Taking back-to-back 8-hour flights is a lot easier, 100 pounds less.
Yes.
Being able to sleep better, unquestionably. And equally important, I think, is the fact that the lucrative nature of health coaching and the flexibility thereof has given us the opportunity to travel with greater flexibility and with greater ease, without having to continue overhead in my office and wondering what everyone's doing while I'm gone, and having to reschedule patients and get call coverage and things like that. So our health coaching business has really worked hand in hand with giving us the opportunities to expand our ministry.
That's so great. Thank you very much, Doctor. Oh, go ahead.
And the healthier a person is, the longer they have to do good stuff.
Yeah, and now you don't even have to worry about the fear that got you going in the first place. You won't be on the side of a mountain.
That's right. In fact,
post-heart attack.
In fact, I've hiked to the top of at least 14,000-foot mountains out in Colorado, and it was no concern at all for me at all whether I would make it.
Beautiful. So good. I really appreciate you joining us tonight, and thank you for your inspiration and for your leadership. And I look forward to talking to you soon, of course.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Sandy. This has been my first time on 95 Live.
Woo! Well, thanks so much. So, if the first step in getting healthier is making a decision, are you ready to do that? And if you feel like you are, and are looking for a path that can get you there that's easy, fun, and you'll have lots of support, then reach out to us at path-changers.com or give us a call at 256-338-4645. Join me next week. My guest is Daryl Burton. He's a fellow Alabama trailblazer, and his story is awesome and inspiring. So remember, choose health always. Stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you.